Brandon Overton has become one of my favorite instigators in dirt racing, and he's moved from chassis to now dirt late model tires. We'll dive into his weekend trolling with American Racer and talk tire rules, tire wars, and a lot more. Let's go. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. If you're new to the channel and these videos, or you've just never done so before, make sure to hit the subscribe button. You can do that either on YouTube or where you listen to the podcast, whether that's Apple or Spotify or wherever. At the moment, there are now three different ways to get the daily show you can watch on YouTube. Obviously, youtube.com/dirttracker. That's DirTracker. And you can find the show across the major podcast platforms, like I just mentioned. And I have also been sharing full episodes to Facebook at facebook.com/dirttracker. So every day, upload to YouTube, upload the podcast, now upload to Facebook as well. And I've had folks ask, where is the best place to tune in? What benefits me the most? My answer is always wherever works best for you. No matter how you choose to watch or listen, I'm just happy that you're along for the ride with us. We are back at it today after a couple of days off, so I wanted to get into a few things from the weekend. There was a fresh daily show yesterday where we went deep on the subject of dirt racing on television. Check that out if you're curious about the current state of broadcasting around the sport. And going back to the weekend, though, some intriguing dirt late model stuff to talk about, which is interesting because there was no national touring races on the schedule. We had all of the heavy hitters kind of scattered around the country. Between the Southern Nationals, you had the Nippy 50 at Maquoketa, the Toilet Bowl at Clarksville and elsewhere. The one thing that really stood out to me was Brandon Overton continuing to be an instigator in the sport. Remember earlier this year when he told Flow Racing's Kyle McFadden that we were all just sitting at home and making stuff up about his chassis selection, but then weeks later basically confirming it wasn't a Longhorn that he was driving, that he'd been driving all year, and he did that in a Victory Lane interview. That wasn't us trolling, that was him trolling. It's been a pretty poorly kept secret at this point that Overton has been driving a sort of Frankenstein together chassis out of the Wells shop. That's a bunch of different stuff that they like, that they think works. I've been told is a kind of a hybrid of several other designs. We even did a daily show with photos kind of pointing out some of the differences from Overton's car versus, the Team Zero cars, the Longhorns, and some of the other stuff out there. And Ryan Gustin basically confirmed it this weekend. Gustin is a Wells Motorsports chassis customer. Through his partnership with Todd Cooney. This weekend at Maquoketa, he said, quote, there was nothing Longhorn about it when referring to the current version of the Wells chassis. But Overton's trolling and pot stirring hasn't stopped with just dirt late model chassis. Now he's moved on to dirt late model tires. On several occasions already this season, Overton has appeared at late model shows, not on Hoosier tires, but on American Racers. There are still series out there that allow other brands and other compounds to be run outside of kind of what we've come to know with the World of Outlaws and Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. And Ray Cook's Spring Nationals is one of those series. On Friday night at I-75, Overton nipped Dale McDowell late for the victory and made sure to shout out American Racer in Victory Lane. He told series announcer Cody Early, quote, I want to thank American Racer Tire. You know they're helping us out. It's nice. It feels good to win on something a little different. Shake things up a little bit, just going to be better for everybody. I've been told, and I know the Hunt the Front guys talked about this on their podcast as well, but supposedly Wells is getting the American Racers for $60 less a tire than the Hoosiers. When top teams are spending probably near six figures a season on tire bills, that would appear to be a significant savings. And if that, that will be a fact that many will point to when arguing that the tire rule should be opened up again to allow more competition. The argument goes something like competition means battles over pricing and companies needing to produce better quality, and supposedly everybody gains in that scenario. But in reality, it's not that simple. The big dirty secret here is that price doesn't actually matter in these cases. If the Hoosiers had been the better tire this past weekend, Overton wouldn't go slower and take away his chance to win over $60 a tire. He would have been on the more expensive option to have the best chance to win, because that's what racers do. So where open tire rules go sideways is teams needing to carry way more tires and way more options to account for all of the various scenarios. At some racetracks, one brand or one compound is going to end up being faster, and you better have that in the trailer if you want to. If you don't want to be behind, if you want to be competitive on the night. And we've been down this road before in dirt racing, and you don't have to take my word on any of this. Dirt Track Digest did a story about open tire rules in modified racing back in 2022, And they talked to a bunch of the top Northeast mod guides, and all of them were against it, with most pointing out things like the additional costs. With the national late model tours and some of the regional series on just Hoosiers, there are basically just three choices that you have to carry, the NLMT 2, 3, or 4. Love them or hate them, that's pretty simple. But as soon as you add the American racers in the mix, now there are additional set of compounds and options. So with the Spring Nationals, that's four more tires. They offer or they allow the American Racer 44, 48, the Pro 3 56, which is one tire, and the Pro 4. So that's four options. So yes, individually, the tires might be cheaper, but now you have to carry four additional options in your trailer along with the Hoosiers. Because if Overton or someone else just kicked your ass on one of those, you know, other tires, are you going to be okay not running it the next night and potentially being behind? That math doesn't feel like it's mathing to me. And what I'd be curious to know as well is if a series like the Spring Nationals that lists American Racer as a sponsor, if they went exclusively American Racer, would that hurt their car counts? Would the teams that usually stay on Hoosiers not show up because they had to buy those other options? I'd be curious to know what the answer to that is. Even Overton won't be able to stay on just American Racers this season, and that is unless he's okay missing out on the Lucas, Dirt Car, and Outlaw sanctioned Crown Jewels, because those will all be Hoosier-only events. And obviously, we've seen Overton run Hoosiers already this season. He won the Hunt the Front show a couple of weeks ago on Hoosiers, so clearly they're still okay running Hoosiers somewhere. Overton said this would make things better for everyone, but I don't know that I believe a tire war is what the sport needs at the moment. I think the can of worms is likely already open now, though, with Overton's victory, and I'm sure teams are on the phones this week to get American racers, potentially for upcoming weekends, just in case. And I understand that many are not happy with Hoosiers' prices and some of the quality issues. I certainly don't blame you for being upset about those. But is spending an extra several hundred dollars a night for extra tires the best way to stick it to the purple guys? I'm not sure that I know about that one. One other note here, Overton and Wells Motorsports list Hoosier as a sponsor. It's on the car and on Overton's website. The sticker itself, the sponsor mentioned is Hoosier by Brian. That's in reference to Hoosier Tire South. So you got to love the image of a Hoosier Tire logo next to the American Racer tire on Overton's car in victory lane. If you ordered Dirt Tracker merch over the weekend, all orders were packed last night and dropped at the post office this morning. So hopefully you should have those soon. Keep an eye on your tracking. You should get a tracking link in the email that I send out. I'm down to just a few 2Xs left in the new shirts. I'm already at a 3X and 4X, but I do still have some XLs and some larges in stock as well. You can pick up a shirt and a sticker over at shop.dirttracker.com. That's it for the daily show today. Make sure to stop by dirttracker.com to see any news and the streaming schedule. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.